With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel suffered its biggest loss of the war this week trying to protect Gaza's civilians by sending 10 soldiers into a building that turned out to be an ambush. Meanwhile, the pounding and the bombing continues. But former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's wrong of President Biden to accuse Israel of indiscriminate bombing.
It's harmful and it's hurtful. It's deeply hurtful. If we wanted to bomb Gaza indiscriminately, we'd bomb it indiscriminately and we'd save all of our soldiers' lives. Why send these soldiers in house after house and risk their lives? We could flatten the place.
Oren was a guest recently on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, the House passed a defense policy bill authorizing the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. The Senate had already overwhelmingly passed the bill, so it's heading to President Biden's desk. Also at SRNNews.com, President Putin says Russia is in dialogue with the U.S. on exchanging jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich.
Putin's remarks came at his end-of-year's news conference, in which he spoke about a recent offer the Biden administration made to secure the two men's release. The U.S. State Department reported it earlier this month and said Russia rejected it. At the news conference, Putin said, It's not that we refuse to return them. We don't refuse. We want to reach an agreement with the U.S., and these agreements must be mutually acceptable and must suit both parties. I'm Karen Chamas.
European unions decided to open accession negotiations with Ukraine and Moldova. European Council President Charles Michel called it a clear sign of hope for their people and our continent. Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed the move as a victory for Ukraine, a victory for all of Europe. Unquote. This is SRN News. It's a battle over buses in Washington, D.C.
The Christian Ministry Wall Builders is suing the Metropolitan Area Transit Authority for refusing to allow it to buy ad space on city buses. The transit system says it won't take any ads of a religious nature, but Wall Builders says that's unconstitutional. The ad that was rejected for the buses shows a picture of George Washington kneeling to pray at Valley Forge with the words, quote, "To find out about the faith of our founders, go to wallbuilders.com." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota officials will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says any tag can be denied if it's found to be offensive to good taste and decency. The change comes as part of a legal settlement approved by a judge who found the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional. The ACLU sued last month on behalf of a man who wants to promote his marijuana business on his license plate. This is SRN News. A lawsuit's been filed before an upcoming execution.
The lawsuit filed by lawyers for a spiritual advisor to an Alabama inmate scheduled to be executed with nitrogen gas next month say that restrictions on how close the advisor can get to the inmate in the death chamber are hostile to religion. Reverend Jeff Hood said he was asked to sign a form agreeing to stay 3 feet away from Kenneth Eugene Smith's gas mask in order to attend the execution. Hood said the restrictions show there is a risk to witnesses attending the execution. He said they would also interfere with his ability to meditate to Smith before he's put to death. John Scott reporting.
The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate dropped below 7% to its lowest level since early August, another boost for prospective home buyers who've largely been held back by sharply higher borrowing costs and heightened competition for relatively few homes for sale. Mortgage rates have been easing since late October. More at srnnews.com.